Missing Cat mit Pirates auf Lux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Und ihr wisst es, Freitagnachmittags zwischen 4:30 und 5:00 machen wir hier auf Intellektuell bei Lux FM und präsentieren euch die 3-Minuten-Lesung zum Wochenende. Heute sind wir stolz darauf, dass wir den US-Slam-Weltmeister bei uns im Studio haben und Wolf Hogekamp ist halt auch mitgekommen.
Ich wohne ja eigentlich schon hier.
Ja, das stimmt. Heute Abend wird es in der Ritterbutzke weitergehen mit dem Bastard Slam, präsentiert von Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey und Lux FM. Ich sag nochmal, hello and welcome to the both of you.
Hallo.
Hallo, how are you doing?
Really good.
Mike? Wir arbeiten dran.
Ja, okay. Mike, you've been traveling through Germany for quite a while now.
Yeah.
How are your impressions about the slam scene in Germany?
My impression of Germany is, hello. No, my impression of Germany is very good. I think it's got a really powerful spoken word scene.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And huge. I think people maybe don't realize, you know, poetry slam comes from the US.
Yes.
But I think Germans took it and kind of perfected it a little bit.
In
a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wouldn't say either scene is better or worse, but I would say that you guys really know how to pack a house.
That's true.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
People really love to come out to slams here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to see.
So, yeah, and I really think that German audiences are interested in people who work with language a
yes.
lot. That's possibly safe. So, do you get some of the stuff that the other slammers were performing?
Yes.
Do you know a little bit of German, or did you have a translator with you somewhere?
I definitely understand more when I have a translator, especially when I'm sitting on their lap and they're petting my hair as they're telling me what's being said.
Yeah, that's when I understand the most. Yeah. I know that feeling.
Yeah. It's almost like they're pushing the knowledge into your brain
yes.
by petting you.
Yeah.
I understand quite a bit more than I did the first few times I came,
yeah.
of course. This is my fourth trip
okay,
to Germany.
Cool.
And so it's very nice to understand more and more and more.
Yeah.
Plus, I have family here, so they help.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they speak fluently German?
Fluently
wow,
German, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then what about the other way around? Did the German audiences always get your kind of humor and the topics of your texts?
8 years ago, I would have said 95% of the audience understands 95% of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would say 98% of the audience understands 97% of what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay, yeah, I mean the whole
yeah.
thing is
you
growing.
You guys are growing.
Yeah.
You guys are growing.
Wolf, du bist heute Abend natürlich auch schon wieder MC und leitest quasi die Veranstaltung. Wie lange kennst du denn Mike schon und wie leicht oder schwierig war es denn, den Weltmeister nach Deutschland zu bekommen zum Bastard Slam?
Also es ist nicht schwierig, also es nicht nur Mike als US-Poet, also viele andere US-Poeten kommen gerne nach Deutschland, mhm. weil sie auch wissen, dass es hier eine Menge Möglichkeiten gibt, wo man touren kann und
mhm.
es ist ja auch meistens relativ voll. Und Berlin hat auch die besondere Situation, dass du als englischsprachiger Poet auf die Bühne gehen kannst und viele, viele
ja.
im Publikum verstehen zumindest das Gröbste von dem, was du sagst. Und
ja,
das
ja.
ist natürlich, das macht das Ganze natürlich sehr populär.
Mhm. Wer wird denn heute Abend sonst noch auf der Bühne stattfinden?
Volker Schrübing zum Beispiel,
okay.
der ist auf jeden Fall erst am Start und das freut mich sehr. Dann haben wir eine Münchner Fraktion da, das ist der Alexander und der Andi Valenz sind da,
mhm.
Alexander Burkhardt. Dann haben wir auch Zoe Hagen da, wir haben den aktuellen Berliner Champ, der letzte Woche Berliner Champ
oh,
geworden
wow.
ist, nur Klaus ist am Start. Ja, es ist ein wunderbares Line-up, was wir heute haben und ich denke, das wird ein sehr heißer Abend.
Ja, das glaube ich auch. And what can the audience expect from you this evening, Mike? What have you planned?
Some laughs, for sure.
That's a good thing.
That's one thing I definitely specialize in. But I also love, I love love.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a tendency to write a lot about love.
Okay.
Love between people, love between animals.
Mm-hmm.
No. I tend to do some love poems and very some lyrical stuff.
Oh,
some
wow.
not so lyrical stuff, more prose. Everything. I like to think of myself as a walking variety show. You know?
Yeah. It's a good way to tease people to
yeah.
come to the show tonight.
I think so, yeah.
So
yeah.
what's the text about that you're gonna present us right now?
It's about microphones.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I love microphones. Is it about the love for microphones?
It's about the love for microphones. That's
oh.
exactly what it is.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out a way to express how I feel on stage
yeah.
in front of a microphone, and this is what I wrote.
Oh, that's yeah. so good. I hope the microphone that we provided for you is good enough.
But it I think
looks
so.
Awesome.
I mean, get close to that thing.
Oh, hey, baby.
It loves you back.
Hallo, Schätzelein.
So are you ready?
I am.
To perform always, that text?
Always.
He was born ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands and say hi to mighty Mike McGee. Der wird uns jetzt eine 3-Minuten-Lesung zum Wochenende kredenzen. Yippie!
Die 3-Minuten-Lesung zum Wochenende.
Is this thing turned on? Because I have a confession to make. I'm more comfortable in front of a microphone than I've ever been with a woman, and I would love to tell you that I'm an incredible lover, but I've never loved like I would love to. On the other hand, when it's just me and a microphone, I do give great oral. Microphones turn me on. I am who I am at my best when in front of a microphone. I work for the microphone. I use the microphone to my benefit. For as long as I'm on stage, the mic is part of me. I channel through it. But it's so easy to get caught up in the showmanship. To only say the things you think people want to hear. To only write the songs you think will sell records. Because every audience has the potential to take me higher than I've ever been while I force feed the fuel that fires your fury. And the stratosphere is out of here. If the microphone's near, then have no fear. Because it's perfectly clear that this poem is broken. What I really mean isn't being spoken. I don't want to just say things that sound cool. They're just words that rhyme, and I'm not here for the rhyme. I would just be wasting your time. Damn it. Which is running out, and I'm still not really saying anything, so here goes nothing. The microphone is a tool I use to cram my soul into your ears. With a microphone, I can move minds and mountains. With my mouth and a microphone, my mental madness marks me more and more. Minus my microphone, many men might measure my magic, minimizing my margins, making my magnitude meager. However, Mama made me make masses marvel, mutter, and moan, moaning Michael Matthew McGee. Microphones magnify my mistakes. Microphones mystify my masterpieces. Microphones make my meek meanderings much more melodic. Microphones maneuver my massive mold, moving my mirth merrily, merrily, merrily. Microphones make me mention my malevolence. Microphones melt my masks. Microphones manufacture myths, making me majestic. Microphones made me Mighty Mike McGee. Maybe. But then again, I'm just stringing together a bunch of words beginning with the letter M, when in fact, this microphone is nothing without me. I mean, I can get by without a microphone, but it doesn't compare to how good it feels to be on the mic. And the only way I can describe it would be to say that stages were built so that this body would have a place to deliver these words. This body was built so these words could be delivered. And I shiver at the thought of what it can do in front of a microphone. I'm home up here and it's clear. My fear is nowhere near. I wake up so you can cheer for what you hear. My ears have rung from what I've sung. My lung and tongue are raw when I'm done. My words run rings around the things I've seen. And this might sound mean, but the only reason I'm overweight is because I don't date, skate, copulate, or fornicate for the sake of my art. I save my energy for the herd's words to fly like birds. I'm a big man. Because I'm packed with literary stuffing. And this is nothing. I've only just begun my run. And when my time comes, you'll know why you called me Mike. Is this thing turned on? Because I am.
Die 3-Minuten-Lesung zum Wochenende. Nur 3 Minuten, nur freitags und nur auf Flux FM.
Microphone check 1, 2, what is this? The Mighty Mike McGee. Wow, that was beautiful, man.
Dankeschön.
It was kind of like a scientific approach almost to the microphone thing.
Yeah. Getting like lyrically, like a lyrical lab, yeah. You know? Like, let's study this stuff.
Yeah, you have to send a copy of that text to Neumann maybe or to some other microphone distributor. Yeah. Because I think you'll get a few free ones, no, really.
Yeah, like, oh, look, I can't afford to buy this hamburger, but I do have a microphone to trade you.
Yeah, something like that.
I have 90 of them in my bag.
I mean, with 90 microphones like the one that you have in front of you, you could make a whole year out of
and
that.
And there's no reason for me not to be heard all over the world.
Yeah, no. I'm playing on 90 channels at the same time, and I'm using 90 microphones for it. Mike McGee, meine Damen und Herren, thanks a lot again for this beautiful performance. Wer heute Abend Mike McGee und noch viele weitere talentierte Poetry Slammer erleben möchte in Aktion, der kommt in die Ritter Butzke. Noah Klaus ist mit dabei, Volker Strübing, Katharina Röben, Alex Burkhardt und viele, viele mehr. Es gibt feinste elektronische Musik von DJ Ernesto Linares auf die Ohren und sanften irischen Whisky von Tullamore gibt es auch noch. Wolf Hogekamp und Mike, thanks a lot again. I hope you visit us the next time when you visit Berlin. You know where we are right now. Just pop in and you know, we have mics.
we need
another mic from the States to fulfill the circle.
I'm the biggest mic you'll ever see.
Hey. I want to thank you a lot, and I'll wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Dankeschön.
And wir sehen uns bald wieder, Wolf. Mike, thumbs up. Thank you. Bye bye. Oh, ich darf noch Tickets verlosen, meine Damen und Herren. I forgot to give away some tickets for tonight's show.
No.
So let me stop that song again. I don't want to hear that song. Damien Rice crying his ass off. Also wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte in der Ritterbutzke, der kann mich jetzt anrufen, das muss ich noch loswerden, unter 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, und ihr solltet euch beeilen mit dem Anrufen, denn heute Abend wird richtig voll, Wolf Hohekamp hat
gesagt. Ja, es wird voll.
Da ist einiges los heute Abend, also 030 2000 9000, um nochmal zum Slam zu kommen heute Abend in der Ritterbutzke. Jetzt aber, thanks again.
Ja, vielen Dank.
Bye bye, und jetzt Damien Rice, I don't wanna change you, beautiful song.